What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the League 360 podcast. I am your host, Anthony Waite, and it is so good to be with you for another episode. Today, I want to talk to you about this notion that we don't get what we want in life, but we will always get what we are willing to tolerate. Now, this is a lesson I learned, I would say, the hard way. You know, for a long time, I was a people pleaser. I would seek validation. I would seek approval from other people. And what this allowed me to do was be a follower. And what I found is that I was following the wrong people. And guess where my life ended up? In a place that I didn't want it to go, or that I didn't intend for it to go. And maybe you're there too. Or maybe you're changing your life, or you're course correcting, or you're looking to have some kind of transformation. I want you to understand that you won't get what you want in life. You will get what you're willing to tolerate. And many of you are tolerating other people's BS, right? And I say BS lightly, but it's their belief system. And I don't want people that believe the same as me. I want people to challenge that belief system, because what I've found is that whenever we are left to our own vices, we usually fall back to default settings. And that default programming may have served you at some point in your life, but it's not there to serve you in your future self. And also, you're tolerating other people's BS, as in their bullshit. And when people come to you to waste your time, to talk down on you, to disrespect you, it's because you are talking down on you and you don't respect you. You see, when you carry yourself to a new standard and you operate from a standard of excellence, people do not come with you and waste your time. They don't come to you with the BS. They don't come to you and talk down to you. They don't disrespect you, because they can look at you and tell that you respect yourself. Therefore, you're training them how to treat you. And so understand this, you train people how to treat you based on how you treat you. Okay. Now, if you want more respect, then you respect yourself. You want more trust, then start trusting yourself. You want more love, then learn how to love yourself. You want more compassion, be more compassionate with yourself whenever you make mistakes. And what's funny is, when I started doing this, the world started following suit, because what you put out into the world, you will get back. It's our lives are constant projections. People are either projecting themselves on us, or we're projecting ourselves onto people. And so if you're going to be helping people, leading people, don't project your negativity. Don't project your limiting beliefs. Don't project your negative mindset, your negative thoughts, your negative self-talk onto other people. And so how do we do this? In order to do this, we must first be willing to take responsibility. And I thought about this. Responsibility is something that I assume that most people just wanted. They wanted to be responsible for things. They wanted to assume responsibility for their life. And, you know, when moving up in the ranks in the military, as I climbed the ranks, I got more responsibility. And what I found is that as I progressed, there was times where I was responsible for things that I wasn't comfortable or able or capable of being responsible for. And it was scary. And it was like, man, here I am moving up very fast, and now I'm responsible for people's lives. I'm responsible for millions of dollars of assets. I'm responsible to ensure that, you know, this mission goes according to plan. And that's a scary thing to do. And in the grand scheme of life, I understood that most people don't want to assume responsibility for their own life, because responsibility means that now you have to take ownership, that there has to be an accountability piece involved. And accountability is the number one thing that we have to have in our life, but accountability comes whenever we start getting in alignment with what we say and what we do. And one of the leader's greatest assets is the ability to hold others accountable, most importantly, to hold themselves accountable. And I want you to understand this, that no one, when you take ownership, you have to understand that now there's an accountability piece. This comes from the adage that no one's coming to save you. No matter how screwed up your life is right now, no matter how big of a hole you dug yourself into, nobody will ever care about your success more than you. Nobody cares about your failures more than you. We just believe that people care about our success, and that we believe that people will care about our failures. In reality, it's our own self-judgment and self-criticism that keeps us stuck, this paralysis by analysis, or this fear of failure. And so I want you to understand that no one will ever care about you more than you. And nobody should care more about you than you. But if you don't care about yourself, then rest assured that nobody else is going to care anymore. And if you don't know the value and see the value in yourself, the world will never raise the price. As I always say, if you don't know what you bring to the table, you will always be on the menu. Now, I want you to understand that responsibility is scary for most people. And as a leader, as somebody who's responsible for people who are influencing people, you have to assume responsibility. And I understand that it may not have been your fault, but it is always our responsibility. If we're going to have transformation, then we have to build traction. Traction comes from taking action. And you will never be able to take action in the right direction until you accept responsibility for where you are in your life. So responsibility for your current reality. Now, when you talk about accountability, here's the thing. No longer can we blame our parents for why we're screwed up. No longer can we blame our past for why we're screwed up. No longer can we blame our spouse or our kids for why our life is the way it is. No longer can we blame our boss or our job. We can't blame our situation or circumstance. We have to understand that we are the problem. I am the problem and I am the solution. And that's a powerful place to be, because now you're not relying on other people. You're not relying on validation. You're not relying on this acceptance or this pat on the back. You understand that it's a you versus you deal. And when you do that, then now nobody can be responsible for your success or your failures but you. And here's the great thing, because when you become successful, you no longer owe anybody anything. That's the worst place to be in the world, is to understand I feel like I owe somebody something because they got me out of this hole. Nobody's going to get you out of the hole. You're going to get you out of the hole. And it all starts with this, you know, taking action, or taking ownership, taking action, and then having accountability. But here's the problem that we have going against us today. We live in a society now that has built a culture that says blaming is okay. Like, if you screw up, you can blame other people. It's okay. It's not that bad. It's not your fault. The society also allows us to say that playing the victim is okay. And most people I talk to, they're stuck in this victim mentality. The woe is me. And I get it. Like, yeah, your life might not be where you intended it to be, but guess who got you there? You. And so the victim mentality has to go out the window. And we also created a culture where we believe quitting or walking away is okay. Failure is not an option when you're operating at a high level. Whenever you are responsible to and for people, there is no quitting involved. There is no walking away. Like, that is not an option. And I always say failure isn't final until you quit. But yet we have a culture in which quitting is okay. We have, you know, NBA, NFL, collegiate athletes where young kids are looking up to you and you're quitting, you're walking off the field. Like, what kind of example would you be setting as a leader if you just, every time something got hard, you walked away or you quit? I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I just quit. I would have quit a long time ago. But that's what kept me in the game, is that I refuse to quit. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. Because as soon as you quit, you become a failure. And I've watched people throughout my life quit, walk out, walk away. And those people will always have that title of failure next to their name because they didn't see it through. They didn't pick themselves back up and keep marching forward, regardless of how they feel. And so the last one is that the society has built a culture in which numbing reality with the substance is okay. And here's what I found going through this whole process of blaming people, playing the victim, quitting, and numbing the reality with substance, is that as soon as you come back to reality, your problems are going to still be there for you. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be waiting for you. In fact, the problems are always waiting for you on the other side of your BS. Your belief that it's going to go away, your bullshit excuses of why you can't, your problems are going to sit there and wait for you to come back. And I want you to understand, in order to do this, in order to get over this and to be able to transform your life and also change what you tolerate, number one is you got to take ownership. You got to understand that it may not have been your fault, but it is your responsibility. It wasn't my fault that I grew up in a less than fortunate situation. It wasn't my fault that my dad was the way that he is, or this or that. Like, I had to start taking ownership. I had to stop playing the victim and stop, you know, taking blame and putting it on other people, and start looking in the mirror and saying, well, now it's, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, that sucks. So what? What are you going to do? And that's the thing. We have to be able to do something. In order to have a different reality, a different outcome, it requires you to do something. You have to take action. But then there's another part. Who do you need to become? That's the question. That is the delineating factor between those who do something and those who don't do something. Those who take action and those who get paralyzed out of fear, paralyzed by judgment, paralyzed by criticism. And so you have to be able to take ownership and understand that I am the problem and I am the solution, that nobody's going to fix this but me. Nobody can fix you but you. not your spouse, not your kids, not your mom, not your dad. Nobody's going to fix you. It is up to you. So you have to take ownership. The next one is you have to set a new standard. Once you own your shit, now you have to set a new standard, because how you've been operating is not going to get you a new result. How you've been operating is not going to change your circumstances. But when you set a new standard and you stop tolerating the BS, both other people's and your own, then you realize that that person no longer exists. That old me, yeah, they might have gotten me to this point, but moving forward, this is not who I am. This is not how I operate. And this is the standard which I'm going to pursue. And where do you find the standard? Well, you need to find mentors. You need to find people who have a standard, who are being the example that you want to be. Model and then modify. Don't try to be like them, but take the characteristics that you like in them and over here and over there and make your own and create your own person. Don't try to regurgitate or be like somebody else. When I was struggling, you know, I got John Maxwell with my mentor, and the last thing the world needs is another John Maxwell. And I had to read his material, learn from him, take his principles on leadership and faith and understanding, and then apply it to my life and then filter it through my own situation and circumstance. And now I train people on leadership, but it's not training and regurgitating John Maxwell stuff. It's learning his principles and practices and applying them to my life, getting my own transformation, and then transferring that to other people. And so you have to understand that you have to set a new standard. Okay, the next one is you have to dial in your discipline. Obedience in the small things will equal success in the big things. And when you dial in your discipline, it's just little things that you do every single day. It doesn't have to be something crazy, some grandiose, you know, endeavor. It's dialing in your daily discipline. Remember, repetition is how you change a belief. And in order to change a belief, you have to build proof. And that proof comes in your daily habits, your daily operations. And when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you got to follow through, regardless of how you feel. If you're going to tell yourself you're going to go for a run today, and then you wake up and it's raining, and then you say, oh, well, you know, the weather, and you start making excuses, guess what? You just lied to yourself. And so you have to dial in your discipline. Discipline is the ability to give yourself a command, follow through, regardless of how you feel. That's it. And when you do that every single day, now when people try to criticize or judge you, you laugh in their face. There's no proof, because you are doing exactly what you said you were going to do. And when you keep the promises you make to yourself, you're able to keep the promises you make to other people. Okay. Now, the last one is you got to stay the course. I see this time and time again where people want to do what I'm doing. Anthony, I want to be like you. No, you don't want to be like me. Don't ever say you want to be like somebody, because you don't know what they had to do to get there. And you're probably not willing to do what they had to do to get there. And when people tell me all the time, LT, I want to be like you, the one thing I tell them is, no, you don't. Are you willing to be homeless on the street for a year and a half? Are you willing to sacrifice time away from your family? Are you willing to sit there and look at somebody as they take their last breath, understanding that there's nothing you can do about it, to feel helpless and hopeless? Are you willing to struggle? And most people are not. What you see is a 20-year progress or process. And so I want you to understand that when you stay the course, you have to identify your ideal of success. And then you need to reverse engineer it to where you are today. And then you need to stay the course even when you fall off track. When you fall down, when you get out of line, get back in the game. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay down. You got to get back up, because when you quit, that's when you can say, I'm a failure. And when you have this vision of success, it's every single day you are in a pursuit, a consistent pursuit of your potential. And that's where you will be successful. And here's the thing about success. It's not a feeling. Like, I wake up today, and if you looked at my life, you would probably say, yeah, he's a success. But never do I wake up every day feeling like a success. It's not a feeling. It's a vision of what you want, and then your consistent pursuit to go after it and to make it a reality. But here's the catch. As soon as you get to that reality, your vision gets bigger. And now your level of success, your vision of success gets bigger. So you're never really going to be a success, but you're in the consistent pursuit of your potential. And it allows you to take inventory and say, huh, I'm becoming that person. It's not having the goal. It's becoming the person in the process. But you'll never get there if you don't stay the course. And I see this over and over again where people, you know, they get off track. They run somebody else's race. They look at other people and they say, well, if it worked for them, it has to work for me. And then they change what they're doing to go do something somebody else is doing, only to find themselves unfulfilled. They go after the job because it makes a certain amount of money. They go after the degree because it gave them a certain job. They go after this title, this position. They go after what everybody else is doing because they want to have the same success. Here's the thing. Me and you can have the same exact degrees, the same exact title or position, and we will not have the same outcome. Why? Because we are created differently. Our path and our purpose in life is different. And so I want you to understand that you have to identify your version of success, what it looks like for you, and be in the consistent pursuit and stay the course. You do this, and you will be able to change the way you operate. Remember, we don't get what we want. We get what we're willing to tolerate.